Bells, what do you think of that?
It's end of the year, Bells.
Is it too ecumenical?
Is it the end of the year or the beginning?
I suppose that's a matter of philosophy. Okay, welcome. I should do the welcome. Welcome. These goddamn bells.
Yeah. How long do these bells go for? Until the new year?
No, the bells are done. All right. happy holidays. This is the holiday special here. See? How about that? Is that better? Jingle, jingle, jingle. We've gotten together on a very cold night. There's coldness outside.
It's 8 degrees.
Oh, it's so cold. Isn't it cold, guys?
It's the coldest it's been this season thus far.
Yeah, so there's the jingle bells, so that's, you know.
There's snow everywhere.
It's like winter time. It's like the coldest Christmas Eve in like 30 years.
Yeah, and it's not even that yet.
And there's no snow.
No snow. Well, no snow where we are in the mid-Atlantic area around Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. But yes, so this is a special bonus episode where we're just going to talk about what we're going to talk about, what we'd like Santa to bring us for Star Trek this in the coming year. It is Star Trek themed. We want to talk about Star Trek.
Do you say Los Angeles or do you say Los Angeles?
I say Los Angeles. Mm. If it comes down to it.
I don't say it.
You just don't say it. It's probably better that way.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm staying out of it.
Yeah, Star Trek. This is a Star Trek podcast. It's a Star Trek bonus podcast. So we got to talk about...
For Christmas.
Star Trek stuff. But it is
for
cold.
For end of the year.
It is cold.
End of the year.
Oh, look. Holidays. I'm going to open the door. Oh, yeah. No. It's so cold outside.
I closed the door.
Oh,
I'm so
windy.
Fucking cold. Oh, no. It's sucking me out.
This is a problem. It's the door.
There's a Dracula out there.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
I've closed the door. We're safe.
Did you see that Dracula?
Yes. It was like one of the ice Draculas outside. It's real
one
cold.
One of the nice Draculas.
Ice Dracula.
I think he said nice Dracula.
Well, that's why we're doing the bonus episode, because it's the end of year. It's cold. Cold and dark, and
it's a solstice.
We need some good cheer in our life, and we think ahead to what we've got. We got this whole bountifulness coming in the coming year. What do we got? We got Star Trek Discovery. We've got Star Trek Picard. We've
Star
got
Trek Picard.
Star Trek Prodigy.
Star Trek Prodigy.
We've got Star
Strange
Trek Lower
New
Decks.
Lower
we've
Decks.
Got Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Strange New Worlds.
Which one comes out first? Is it Picard?
We don't know. We can discuss that in a sec. Well, hold on.
I forget.
We talk about. I promised Dan. I forgot. I promised Dan some cheese.
Some cheese. My end of the year cheese.
Again, we're all together.
We're kind of. I don't know. I can't remember what kind of. Which kind of cheese?
Any end of the year bacon.
End of the year bacon. What kind of end of the year cheese is this? I forget. What's it called?
This is some sort of Lancashire cheese.
Lancashire.
You're not much into cheese.
Right? No, thank you.
I'll try not to eat like on mic, make foodie noises on mic,
because
that requires like a warning.
Oh yeah, I should try not to do that.
I don't care. That's just certain podcasts. So and so's.
No, some people really hate it. They have the misophonia. So you gotta like be
we've
like,
had,
hey,
we've had comments.
Yeah,
we've had
so
comments.
So I think it's only fair that we warn people ahead of time before we do something.
It's like, listen, we're eating shit. We're hungry, bitch.
We're eating cheese.
it's Christmas time. We're eating some food.
It's end of the year time.
Yeah.
It is a good excuse to eat the cheese pasta because I cut myself in a hilariously generous chunk of this delicious Lancashire
this
cheese.
This is really good.
It's really good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I could eat this all day.
It's like a sour cheddar.
Yeah, you could make a good sandwich out of this.
I don't know if... eating cheese, not only not eating cheese on air, you know, to use the colloquial term, but
on air.
I don't know if it's good for your throat voice either.
No, that and milk are supposed to like make you all goopy inside, but I'm sure we'll be okay. Yeah. Singers worry about that shit.
Yeah, good type of.
I don't think any of us will be singing.
No, Spock, you have too much cheese. All right, Captain. I have to eat. Make sure there's enough cheese on our sensors. There's cheese on the sensors? Why is there cheese on the sensors? Because, Captain, that's how we find the missing planet. Oh, Spock. Damn it, Spock. Why do you suck?
All right.
That was very non-scientific.
All right. What was it, Star Trek? Oh, yeah.
What's coming up?
I got some notes here. Okay. So, okay. Quit with that. That's very difficult to edit out.
That's not a fun noise.
So, we'll frame this as letters from Santa.
Ooh.
Do we have letters?
No, that doesn't make sense. Why did I call it letters from Santa?
Letters to.
Letters to Santa.
Letters to end of the year creature.
Hey, Dan. What are you...
You gotta respond to him. What? Are you looking at me? Jesse says, hey, Dan, and Dan looks at me.
What are your letters to Santa?
I don't have letters to Santa.
Come on.
No, I looked at you because you said letters to Santa. You, Patrick, you said letters to Santa. You were talking.
Just from my perspective, it was funny. Okay, for folks at home, we're sitting in sort of like a triangle formation. Jesse says, hey, Dan. Dan immediately looks at me.
No, I was looking. No, because. No,
he's sitting, like, he's like, what are we supposed to do with this guy?
No, you have all the timing wrong because I was looking at you when you said letters to Santa, Patrick. I said letters to end of the year creature. And while I was saying that, looking at you, Jesse goes, hey, Dan. So it looked like I looked at you after Jesse said to me.
Is this one of those scenarios that comes from like that episode of Fawlty Towers? With the hotel inspector guy.
No, this was simply this was
and the waitress, you know,
Waldorf salad.
Polly. No, it's the hotel inspector. The guy selling spoons.
No, this.
Oh yeah.
This was simply me looking at Patrick's chain. I don't want to say correcting what you were saying because that implies what you said was wrong. But I was changing what you said.
You can accuse me of being wrong.
And as I looked at him and said. End of the year creature, Jesse happened to look at me at the same time and say, hey, Dan. So that's why it was, I think the timing, depending on who you ask is different.
I will admit that this is not what I thought we'd be debating this particular holiday bonus episode.
Hey, Dan. Jesse, what, Jesse?
Yeah.
Jesse, what did you have to say?
I don't know. Did I say hey, Dan?
Yeah, did you just forget? That's what we were just talking about.
Didn't he already say what he was going to say?
It's been a long day. I thought I said
it. He probably already said it.
Okay.
What are we doing? Like an extra... We already did a podcast.
Yeah,
this is an extra podcast.
I know, it's called
the
bonus. By definition, it's a bonus.
I don't know what I'm saying.
It's coming out for Christmas for people to enjoy.
Hey, Dan.
People actually enjoy this before they hear our other podcast.
Hey, Dan.
What,
if you're listening to this on Christmas, our podcast comes out at midnight. GMT minus five.
You are an excellent part of the podcast. and we're lucky to have you as part of our team.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
Thanks.
You're welcome, sir.
I feel the same way about myself.
We couldn't do this without you.
I feel the same way about you, Jesse.
All right. Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry end of the year to you too.
You say, oh yeah, this is a Merry Christmas guy. This is a merry end of the year guy. I'm going to toss out the old happy holidays.
Yeah, I'm going to say
non-denominational adventure.
Whatever holiday. It's fine. Whatever holiday.
Fantastic end of the year. That's
fantastic
what I'll say.
Holidays.
Merry Crimbles.
I won't say merry end of the year. I'll say
Merry Christmas.
Fantastic end of the year to you too.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Happy New Year.
I won't say beneficial end of the year.
Oh no, don't say that.
don't
bring that up.
Beneficial.
It makes me upset because I was recently reminded of that incident in the woods.
No, you recently reminded.
I was recently reminded of the incident in the woods.
Oh yeah, people in the woods.
Where somebody had mentioned somebody chatted with somebody while hiking on the Appalachian Trail, and at the conclusion of our conversation, when we went our separate ways, the person said, "I hope you have a beneficial day."
No, that's not cool.
It put me into a rage.
Yeah,
and my hiking partner as well.
Yeah,
he was even worse off than I was.
You don't need a beneficial hike.
It's upsetting. I recognize, and for the people listening at home, you might think, "Oh, that sounds like a nice thing to say."
No, it's not.
If it was meant as a nice thing to say, I would have taken it as such. In this particular. And said, I assure you, the only logical interpretation was that this man was threatening us.
Psychopath.
yes. Anyway, so yes, I was recently reminded. I saw something on TV and it brought back the memory of that terrible incident. All right. So, Star Trek, happy holidays, Star Trek. What do we want in 2023? There's a lot of Star Trek coming our way. How about this? Let's start with Paramount Plus, and I'll get the ball rolling. I'll get the ball rolling so you know what I'm talking about. So I will model the behavior.
I know what you're saying.
I will model the behavior that I'd like to see in those around me. And so I hope...
There's a lot of breathy, sniffy...
Why are you so vape critical?
Noises.
Why are you so critical?
I just hear these sniffy... vape noises. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just hearing like errant. Yeah, exactly.
I'm only human.
I'm hearing all these errant noises coming from all over the place.
I'm only human.
And this stuff translates. It translates to the people listening because
it's a bonus episode.
We may have things to look at to distract us, but all they have is what they hear. And when they hear a bunch of like, blah, 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 well, that's talking.
One and all.
Well, next
year you can go blah 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 blah.
Next year for Christmas, I'm gonna get Dan a big old ladder. Because he's
got to climb above us all.
He's got a real fucking high horse. He's got to climb real high to get on that horse. Mister, respect
Touché.
The audience. I'm going to respect the audience and what they think. It's a bonus episode.
Okay, it's a bonus episode.
It's a free podcast.
Okay.
They don't got to listen to this.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
But they're still listening to it.
They
because,
like,
you know,
they like to hear us.
They're listening to it because they know they have a champion in you, Dan.
Yeah, man.
And you are a champion for the audience in all scenarios, unless there's a huge list, a numbered list that you have to read.
You have a bullshit
detector. I have no list.
You will read the entire list. Yeah, not today, of course. There's no list today.
Bullshit detector.
Paramount Plus.
That's from something, isn't it?
The term bullshit detector?
Isn't there a song that says that or something?
I mean, probably. It's a pretty generic term as far as I know. Bullshit.
Yeah.
You detect the bullshit.
Got one.
Anyway, I hope Paramount Plus works better in 2023. I hope they get better transfers of DS9 and Voyager. And I know we can't dream so big as to get HD transfers anytime soon. I understand all the economics and all the blah, blah, blah. But we've discussed previously on the show that both Voyager and Deep Space Nine are the transfers that Paramount Plus have are often not good. It's weird because some of them are better than others, but there's some episodes,
funny bits,
motion artifacts
at the periphery,
weird moir patterns.
Yes.
The aspect ratio is sometimes a little weird. It's often showing the encoded signal on the top line, which was not meant to be seen on a television or broadcast. It was meant to convey information to the receiving.
That's a big part of it.
So come on, Paramount Plus.
Come on, Paramount.
Come
minus.
On, Santa Claus. Can you get Santa Claus? Can you get Paramount Plus to please fix that?
Is there a Santa?
Sure.
Come on, end of the year kitty cat.
There's an alien. Creature who's Santa.
The end of the year. Mascot is a kitty cat.
Yes, sir.
The end of the year kitty cat. We have Santa Claus, but now we have the end of the year kitty cat.
We have Kitty Claus.
Do you all wish for anything from Paramount Plus? From Santa or the kitty cat for Paramount Plus?
I couldn't have put it better myself with that one. This is a little bit more of a nitpick, but they keep trying to push Showtime on me.
Well, you made me think of the stupid commercials before the shows. I don't like that.
Yeah, the commercials before the shows.
I don't like Amazon. Yeah. And Amazon does that. Paramount Plus does
that. Amazon lets you skip them.
But Paramount Plus doesn't let you skip them.
And Hulu gives you a bunch of lobbyists.
Well, I know I pay for the tier that doesn't.
Me too. Dan and I are rich.
I'm getting some venom.
Dan and I are rich motherfuckers.
We
can afford commercial-free Hulu.
What Prime does is they'll sometimes add an unskippable show, ad for a show, but it usually doesn't take that. Usually a little. For some reason, the ones in Paramount Plus seem more intrusive. I don't know what it is.
It's also mildly aggravating.
I think they're longer, and they're like, and they're also just for dumb.
There's a few things. First of all, and again, I said mildly aggravating. Maybe there's majorly aggravating because it sort of majorly aggravates me. The video quality is often poor.
Yes.
Which is backwards because normally on other things like YouTube and Amazon Prime and stuff, the commercials are super high resolution, like mega 4K, and then the actual video might have a problem, and that's partly because of the architecture of how they distribute these things. And the commercials
are often louder too.
Oh, and the commercials are distributed locally on local servers and all that other stuff. So so that plays into it. But clearly, Paramount's got some other setup which is just mildly annoying. So we're watching this thing and it's all garbly. That's made even worse because what we're watching is almost universally not of interest to me.
Yeah.
Right? So as obnoxious as YouTube commercials and Amazon commercials can be, I will give them credit that there is a much higher probability that the thing they're showing me is something I'm actually kind of interested in. Mm-hmm. It might be another television program. It might be a product I've already purchased and I'm now getting commercials for it, but technically it is something I wouldn't have an interest in, right?
Mm-hmm. But it's still fun.
Paramount Plus, the commercials are always for something I don't want to watch. I just don't want to watch the thing that they're showing me.
I know.
Unless it's another Star Trek thing, in which case I've already seen it. Mm-hmm. I don't need
Paramount
to see it again.
Has shit.
Anyway, I would accept the Star Trek stuff. Show me other previews of other Star Trek shows.
Yeah.
When you said bullshit detector, I remember.
I didn't say bullshit detector.
Someone said bullshit.
I did.
Whatever.
It was that guy over
there.
Well,
Jesse. I said you, and you assumed that I was talking to you, Patrick.
You.
I was,
you.
Why
you.
So that's on Patrick, not me. But I was there's a song by The Clash called Garage Land.
Yes, sir.
And it goes, the first line is
Garage.
But yeah, back in the garage with my bullshit detector. No more, no, Jesse. Am I going to have to take that from you?
Yes,
Dan gave Jesse
garage,
some spoons.
Garage land.
He actually, Dan gave Jesse and I each spoons to celebrate the end of the year robot whatever
robot
he's going.
Cat.
Robot
it's been
cat.
It's been a cool Yule.
So he gave us some musical spoons, and I'm being a very good boy and not playing with him on the podcast.
He has self-control.
Jesse does not have self-control.
No.
He's just banging them spoons. Spoons away.
It's Spoon Man.
There's no spoons on
Come
Star Trek.
Together with your plan.
Spoons. They just eat with their hands.
Back in the garage with my bullshit detector.
Yeah, man.
Carbon monoxide, make it sure
we're
it's
from garage
effective.
Land.
Yeah, we're right. From garage land. Dun, dun, right.
Let's
dun,
pull this back
we
to
are
bonus,
garage band.
Bonus Star Trek bonus podcast. It's got Star
we
Trek
We come
bonus.
From garage land.
It's got Star Trek podcast bonus.
What a wonderful
Mary
bunch
Krimble.
Of musicians.
Next topic is Star Trek Prodigy. Season 1 finale
what?
Airs next week.
What?
So we'll see how that goes. But presumably, I hope season 2 starts sometime in 2023. So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious if it'll do another like season long story. Or, you know, because Prodigy is sort of, you can watch individual episodes, but there's this larger arc that's playing out over the course of the season. And the arc is a stronger arc than, say, Lower Decks.
I think you just said arch and then you said arc. I think you interchanged the
I
way
meant arc.
It happens. Man.
He just interchanged the way he said the word.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because Prodigy has that right. season-long arc that will presumably be resolved
Snark.
Next week.
I haven't actually kept up with Prodigy, and I
have not either.
I've been
you
meaning
should.
To because no, it is it's good. It's I just haven't kept up.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna start watching it.
Well, the first few episodes were a couple, little Star Warsy, and maybe, then it got more Star Trek.
Maybe we should do some episodes.
Yeah, we can discuss season one maybe.
Well,
you guys
I
catch up.
I kept up. I watched all of season one part one, but then when the new episodes came out, I haven't watched those yet.
Oh, there's a lot of good stuff in the new episodes.
Yeah, I really
believe
it.
Captain Janeway, is she like?
Yes, it does.
She's drinking coffee.
There's coffee.
So do we know what the deal with Discovery, anything, any news on what Discovery's going to be?
Season 5, it's going to be a galaxy-spanning adventure.
Yeah,
there's
right.
going to be Discovery, there's going to be Picard, there's going to be Strange New Worlds.
But I know, but I'm asking specifically, do we know anything about Discovery specifically?
It seems like it's going
to
be a blowout.
They're
going
to have to team up. Some people have described it as, so the basic description given by the producers sounds in some superficial ways similar to that episode in TNG, the chase, you know, where all the races figure out they're all like related to each other because they all find each other's
right.
DNA and it's like and it turned out there was some like alien race in the past that squirted their DNA.
Archaeological squirties.
Right now there are some superficial similarities to that, but it's, you know, it's supposed to be more Discovery-ish. I mean, wait, let me rephrase that. It's supposed to be more about kind of teamwork and discovery as opposed to universe-ending threat.
That's good.
Which will be nice, or galaxy-ending threat.
It'll be, like, more relaxed.
I'm not somebody who... I think that the... there are a lot of people who are like, oh, Discovery is always about saving the galaxy. I think that critique...
You said that in a mocking tone. I think we've said the same thing, though.
I think what we've said has been more nuanced, and what many, and we're not alone, I think what many... many people have said out there is the people who dismiss Discovery as being saving the galaxy every season. When you actually mark it down, it's like, if you you don't even have to be that pedantic to be like, no, they're not saving the galaxy. They might be saving Earth. They might be, you know, it is big. It is dramatic.
They're saving like Vulcan or Earth.
But it's not like, even season 3 was not saving like the entire fucking galaxy. It was just like, oh, we can like help figure out how to make warp work again. You know, that's that type of stuff. You know, like we can help out in that way.
The burn.
They talked about, yeah, so like I'm not dismissing the idea that Discovery does tend to focus on these season-long arcs that are like millions of lives are at stake. Like it is serious. But if we want to be pedantic, proper Star Trek fans, they're not saving the galaxy. There's lots of the galaxy that'd be just fine if Discovery didn't you know do the, you know what I'm saying, right? That's
it's
what
a,
I'm saying.
It's a big old galaxy.
It's a big old galaxy.
Big old galaxy.
Yeah, like the Kazon, they're fine.
They'll be fine.
The Kazon are just the rocking Delta their quadrant, their haircuts. They're just
the
rocking out.
Gross face, Delta Quadrant. The gammas.
What about you, Dan? What do you hope for Discovery?
Betas.
I don't really have any specific hopes or dreams for Discovery.
Discovery never like really lets me down, man.
I mean,
it's always a good show.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. I'm just curious what'll happen at this point. Yeah, I don't know. I'm always like interested. Yeah. I'm always interested in the direction that Discovery's gonna go because you never fucking know
you
what.
Never, you don't really know.
It can go anywhere.
You know, it'll be like intense. It's like it'll be.
Yeah, it's gonna be tense.
Yeah.
They're gonna jump into the future.
I think that's what gets me sometimes with
Humanity
Discovery.
Humanity is going to be threatened.
I enjoy it, but it's like, it takes a lot of energy to watch that show sometimes.
Yeah.
It's right. Like, man, there's some intense stuff going on, which is great, which is cool. All right, well, what about Picard? Picard season 3, last season.
Picard's pretty good.
It's going to be with you know, the old
they're going to have Worf and Riker.
And Riker and Geordi.
Geordi.
All those people are back
Bev
in the saddle.
Is Bev?
She's back. She drives the plot, I think, in a lot of ways.
All right.
What do you think, Dan?
About what?
About Picard season 3. Any thoughts?
Picard's going to be good, man. Picard's always good.
I mean, once again, we don't really know what direction it's going to take. There's nothing. I mean
you can juice it up a little. You can have a little fun. All right, why don't you have another piece of cheese? Why don't you get yourself another piece of cheese right there? It's right there. It's next to your computer. Just get yourself some cheese. Help yourself. It's good stuff. Big old piece of cheese there. Yeah.
I think I frustrated you because I only I didn't do a full slice.
Look at that!
I like
cheese.
Broke it off in the center. So
is that mozzarella?
I have a half.
No, it's not mozzarella. It's a Lancashire.
Some
sort of Lancashire cheese. Picard is another show I enjoy. I do respect and frankly agree with a lot of the critiques some people have had. I think in both season 1 and season 2 there has been some meanderingness or some confusion. Like season 1 definitely felt like it was being written on the fly. I enjoyed a lot of that, but it sort of was like, okay, all right.
I like it when they go to that planet and like...
The planet was fun. And season 2 was similarly like, okay, it's like, okay, now they're back in time for a good long time, and they're fighting Borg on a vineyard. And
yeah, season 2 was like, I don't know, as it went on, it felt more like they were vamping a little bit. Like
I agree.
I've mentioned it before, but the whole episode where they got captured by the FBI or whatever, like,
yes.
There just kind of wasn't really any reason for it. It gave some exposition, but like they didn't need to dedicate a whole episode for what that accomplished, which was not much. They went in and then they left, you know, so like another came of it.
And I think for season 3 there's another showrunner. Like basically each season has had somebody else running the show, sort of like an essential thing,
right? Yeah.
And they are focusing on one last adventure, bringing back all these other characters.
That's what sounds most exciting.
There could be
it's what we've been waiting for.
It's like how they handle it, and my hope is that it's a little bit more coherent, because I've enjoyed the first couple seasons, but vamping. I like, Dan, your vamping term there.
I'm a vamper.
Yeah. That's like a slang term for vampire.
Vampire.
I know that the idea of bringing all the whole crew together seems, on the one hand, like total fan service, maybe, and some might say it's over the top. I don't know if anyone has said that.
The Top is a movie about arm wrestling.
Yes.
starring Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
He breaks a guy's wrist at one point.
And that other guy.
So, but I'm actually all for it. I don't care. I don't care if it's just fan service. I don't care why they put in the whole crew. I'm looking forward to it.
I
want to see it. I guess the only concern that I can immediately think of with having like the full TNG crew is that, you know, not every TNG episode focused on the entire crew.
Yeah.
You know, they focused on different parts of the crew. And so they're going to definitely try to be cramming in this whole crew.
Sometimes it was just lame, but it was Barclay.
Maybe that's not. Maybe their previews are showing us everybody, but it's like takes until episode 9 before they're all together.
Maybe that's what happens. So, but I'm just saying my concern is that they'll be trying to find reasons to shoehorn in like some of these characters.
That's a concern, not like a reality. In the conceit of this, It's Got Star Trek bonus episode, you're asking Santa to please write the writers of Star Trek Picard retroactively, not to the beginning of the show, just to the beginning of season 3, and have them make sure that it's all like copacetic.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking the end of the year robot kitty.
All right, whatever floats your boat.
Santa robot kitty.
Santa robot.
So I foresee what. I mean, maybe you're right, but what could end up happening is they'd have the whole crew just kind of do a lot of like crew acting as one person. It's like they take a couple crew
members. Everybody's in the crew.
They take a couple crew members and then like.
There's a couple of crew and they got the crew.
I'm. I mean, my concern. Jesus Christ.
It's a bonus episode.
Yeah, everyone's been drinking as such.
Okay, all right.
Not me.
Yes, no, that's what makes it more fun for you, right?
Right, that's what makes it so much more fun.
All right, so the crew, people dancing together.
Like, I'm wondering if they'll maybe focus on a couple crew members, and then the rest of the crew will kind of act as a third character, and they'll just be like, and us too, you know, and they'll follow along. But or they could, which might actually provide more focus, because if they try to focus on each person in the crew, now they have a whole season to do it, so maybe each episode will focus on a different crew member. But it just seems like it can be hard. It might interfere with the plot a little bit if they're trying too hard to get the crew. But I am looking forward to the crew either way.
Part of the problem is it's not just the serialized format. I love serialized shows. Many of them are great. It's a different style of format, and I think it becomes more sort of clear when we're seeing characters that were not originally in a serialized format, right? So we're seeing Picard tell a serialized story now when the character, as we grew to love him and his compatriots, were episodic style storytelling. Doesn't mean you can't transpose a character from one into the other, but it's got to be a pretty tight story, because otherwise it's going to stand out.
So we don't have any release like dates or orders on any of these.
No, not yet.
It's interesting.
Strange New Worlds is going to come up at some point. Discovery. I think what we can count on is the order is probably going to be a little bit different than last year. Mm-hmm. But what is funny to me has always been the classic, like the Discovery haters. Mm-hmm. And it's no problem. People who don't like Discovery, that's awesome. Whatever. It was lots of Star Trek. That's awesome thing that there's all these flavors of Star Trek to have and there's a menu to pick from. And not everyone's going to like everything in equal measure. But when you see the people who critique Discovery and keep saying like, oh yeah, it's totally going to get canceled. We know it's going to get canceled. Oh, and it's going to cancel it after season one. No, oh, it's going to get canceled after season two. No, because the fact is the numbers are really fucking good. These shows are making Paramount, they're carrying Paramount Plus, all of them globally. Like the Star Trek brand is super strong and the products they're producing, hey, they may not be for you, but they're for somebody because people are watching these things. Now, people watching them does not mean that they're quote unquote good or whatever. That's more of a subjective thing. And that's why we have podcasts and message boards and all that other stuff to debate these things and discuss our opinions.
And news groups. And Fido Net.
Yes, you get an excellent point there, Justin.
IRC. What does IRC think of it?
Internet Relay Chat. What do they think of it? It depends on which shady room you're in.
Hopefully they've gotten rid of all those shady rooms.
But, you know, what a lot of people agree on is, you know, Picard, Discovery, they have some of their haters and stuff. And I've even seen some people critique on Strange New Worlds. But there tends to be more of a positive thing there. Granted, you know, I don't know. It's like, oh, it's the white guy.
Right.
The white guy.
Right.
Yeah,
that's sort of like what I wonder sometimes.
Maybe,
too.
But I don't know. Because Picard's a white guy, too. He's like an elderly white fella.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's true. It's a good point.
But the Lower Decks. Most people like Lower Decks. Mm-hmm. Not everyone likes Lower Decks. Lower Decks is my favorite. of the modern Star Trek
crop.
Yeah,
I think it might be mine too.
I
dig on that one.
I wasn't planning on it being my favorite. I knew Mike McMahon's work, and I liked some of his previous work, and I thought, hey, that might be great. But for you know, they've given us three excellent seasons so far, and I'm hoping they, you know, bring us a lot more T'Lyn in season four. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be awesome in 2023, and just continue to put it. I mean, I right now I just trust these writers. So far, I don't think they've let me down.
Yeah.
I also think they've set the model for again, it's a personal opinion, but what I think a lot of the other shows should do, which is I like the episodic format. They've got long arcs that are running in the background, but they're not as strong as Prodigy. And they're definitely not as strong as Discovery and Picard. Strange New Worlds does a good job with that, too. I think both of them have done a good job where you can pop into any episode you want, but there's still cool like character growth and shit like that along.
Yeah, Strange New Worlds is a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Totally.
Great.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, Discovery... Discovery's like
Merry
really...
Merry Christmas.
Discovery's really intense. Strange Worlds is...
Merry Christmas, you Strange son of a bitch.
Merry end of the year...
What I really like about Strange New Worlds, which we don't get on Lower Decks as much, Strange New Worlds, it does that awesome thing where from episode to episode, the tonal shifts can be hilariously extreme,
right.
Which that's like old school Star Trek to me. Right. That's like the most old school Star Trek thing is like having like some sort of like goofy ass thing in the one episode. And then the next episode's about like a child zombie husk that runs the planet, right. You know, that sort of shit. Pretty great. Anything else? I don't know. Other Star Trek announcements. There's that Section 31 show they talked about.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, that's going to happen.
There's the Starfleet Academy show.
Are there going to be new shows this year, or is it not decided?
I don't know. I haven't heard
everything.
Anything.
It's a big black box for the whole thing.
I don't think we know. We just know something will happen at some point.
That's good. I hope so.
Something's going to happen.
Because if nothing happens, that means that existence is pretty much stopped.
Well, I don't know.
If nothing happens with anything ever again, that's the end of existence.
Well, no.
Yeah, because things happen. That's
a different difference of opinion.
No, that's it's not really, because like that's why we exist, is because there's change and things happening. Once there stops being change, that means there's no movement, and there's no movement or change, then nothing is happening. When you
have a slower movement.
I'm talking about no movement. I'm talking about when nothing changes. When you touch a wire, it's the what zaps you is the change in you know.
There's always
like Merry Christmas.
Like if you hang on to a wire, you don't get zapped. But when you connect with something with you know with a different charge, it's the change that causes things.
What?
So
Merry Christmas. Ho ho ho. So it's the change that causes things.
Ebenezer.
Causes existence. As soon as things stop changing, we're all done for.
Yeah, okay. Star Trek. Star Trek changed.
Oh, well, I mean, if Star Trek stops changing, the existence won't end, but it'll be sucking.
Well, one way it's changing in a little bit. Well, I don't know. This is a dumbass segue. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Just go with it, man.
What I'm trying to mention is this idea of the Star Trek fiction podcast, like the official, like there's the talk about Nicholas Meyer supposedly putting together a podcast version of a Star Trek tale focused on Khan and his people. And I'm very intrigued by this idea, like the radio play style Star Trek, but official, right? There's been examples of fan fiction and stuff that's really great, but just like sort of a canonical official Paramount radio play versions of Star Trek. They had sort of a proto version of that with they had a thing called Star Trek Picard No Man's Land, which was like an audio book story with Seven and Raffi, sort of like a novella type thing that they recorded. So like, I don't know, I'm intrigued by this idea of audio Star Trek fiction, and I think that might be that we'll see some more of that in 2023. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's good. Anything else? Are we done doing our holiday bonus? Wishing everybody goodness and
goodness.
How about this?
Oh, goodness indeed.
Goodness.
Right into the mic.
You gotta click something.
What are you talking about? Right into the mic.
Oh,
all of my sound.
Jesse's vaping. Vaping. You just hear this crackling noise.
Vaping.
Something like this happening are astronomical.
Some just didn't care.
I'll check it out after lunch.
What now?
Behold, gentlemen, the dawning of a new era.
Star Trek every weekday on Nickelodeon.
Excellent.
Bizarre planets 5 days a week. Weird aliens five days a week.
Weird.
Dr. McCoy freaking out 5 days a week.
An extraordinary phenomenon.
Join the adventure on Star Trek.
Now Star Trek
day at 3-2 Central on Nickelodeon.
Isn't that funny?
Is this some kind of 80s kind of ad for...
That was an 80s kind of ad for something.
For TOS on Nickelodeon.
That was when I watched that. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, that is wild. That's something else.
Yeah, I like listening to these old...
Freaking out. That's funny. Freaking out.
Freaking out.
Weird aliens.
Freaking out. Like that's... this... Do you remember this one?
Was this even Nick at Night, or was this just normal?
We could have been trapped here for hours, days, maybe years.
Unable to remember the past.
How did it happen? How did we get there?
A starship collision lies dead ahead.
We have to get out of here now.
Can the crew escape their own destiny?
Casualty reports coming in from all over the ship.
Or will time tick towards their final hour?
All hands abandon ship!
On Star Trek, The Next Generation.
All hands abandon ship!
That was a good impersonation.
All hands abandon ship.
Isn't it funny how we used to have to learn about television programs, about what the next episode was going to be about? We had to have that guy who was all like,
on the next Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Yeah. I seem to remember, like, all hands abandon ship. I remember that line being
repeated. All hands abandon ship.
All hands.
All hands abandon ship.
All hands.
That first one on Nickelodeon, the reason I was wondering, it doesn't sound like it would be a Nick at Night ad, because
no,
it seemed like it was targeted at kids, and I didn't know that TOS was on.
It wasn't TOS, it was TAS.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did they say TAS? Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to listen to it again.
Okay.
Listen to it from the beginning.
That makes more sense.
From the beginning.
That makes more sense.
Tom said it couldn't be done. The odds against something like
this
happening
are
astronomical.
The Tom Tomber.
I'll check it out after lunch.
What now?
Fuck now.
Sense the dawning of a new era.
Star Trek, every weekday on Nickelodeon.
It just says Star Trek.
Bizarre planets 5 days a week.
Listen.
Weird aliens 5 days a week. Dr. McCoy freaking out 5 days a week.
An extraordinary phenomenon.
Join the adventure on Star Trek. Now every weekday at 3.
It does just say Star Trek, but I think it's the animated series because they're only the voices are all clearly from the like the it's like an animated series
and
type, the tone of the recordings.
And I remember that the animated series on Nickelodeon. I don't remember TOS on Nickelodeon, so that would make more sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
They might have done it at Nick at Night. I don't know, but like anyway,
I don't think so.
That
no,
was
I think
definitely
Nick at Night was all about Donna Reed.
Yeah,
my three sons, Dennis the Menace,
Car 54.
Where are you,
Mr. Ed? I remember my mom telling me when
horse is a horse, of course.
I remember when Mr.
Blah, 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 horse, of course. Do you know the guy? The guy, Alan, what's his name? He was the voice of Scrooge McDuck for fucking ever until he was 100 something.
Yes.
Alan Young.
What about
him? He was the guy in Mr. Ed. He was Mr. Ed's friend, the human friend.
Wilbur?
Wilbur! Yes. Yeah, he was Wilbur in Mr. Ed, and he was the voice of Scrooge McDuck for the entirety until like 2015
I remember,
or something.
The first time I saw Mr. Ed, it was when Nick at Night started playing it. My mom was like, Dan, come down here. There's this new show where there's a talking horse. I was like, new show with a talking show. And I was like, this isn't a new show. But I watched it anyways because it was cool. But I was like, whoa,
your mom
a new show.
You.
She did.
And then you watched Green Acres?
I never watched Green Acres.
Oh, Green Acres
I never
is great.
Got into
I always watched
that
Green
or
Acres.
Petticoat Junction. I never watched either.
Oh, Petticoat Junction was not. That was a different vibe than Green Acres. But I had an immigrant mother who came from a Central European country, so she enjoyed the idea of a classy Hungarian woman, in this case, living in the woods on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a classic scenario.
Unlike Petticoat Junction, which was totally unreasonable. Or the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, that was a really good show.
These are other shows that were contemporary with the original Star Trek.
I Love Lucy is one of the biggest classics ever.
I Love Lucy and She Loves Me. Yeah. We're as happy can be. Yeah, yeah. That's a, I Love Lucy is a good one, too.
Patty Duke Show.
And
now we're just listing television shows.
Patty Duke Show was awesome. I really liked it. I liked,
and what was
I liked both of the sisters in the Patty
so
Duke
this,
Show.
So which scene was this? Was this which song was this for?
My Three Sons?
Yep, that was My Three Sons.
Yeah, I knew
you
My
got
Three
it.
Sons. Yeah, but what about Dobie Gillis?
I don't
remember Dobie Gillis?
No, I don't.
You don't remember Dobie Gillis?
No. Nah.
You for real don't remember Dobie Gillis.
That was that Gillian guy.
Yeah, yeah. Gillian Jacobs. You got a new movie coming out that looks good. The Seven Faces of something.
Bob Denver is who you're talking
Bob
about.
Bob Denver?
Yeah, he played Gilligan.
Mm-hmm. I don't know this Dobie Gillis show.
You don't know Dobie Gillis?
Come on.
How many times do I have to say it?
How do you not know Dobie Gillis?
Dobie.
They should remake Gilligan's Island, but instead of Gilligan's Island, except they should have that dude who's in the show where he went to jail and then like Eddie Griffin told him how to be cool and he became the king of high school.
What are you talking about?
What is that guy's name?
Eddie Griffin? Why does this sound familiar?
Eddie Griffin.
Are you talking about, is Chris Elliott involved in this somehow?
You know the movie with the new guy. Okay, yeah, the new guy. Eddie Griffin was in a movie called The New Guy.
But not the tall guy. Not the Jeff
new
Goldblum
guy
movie. The tall guy.
With this guy I'm talking about, and I will tell you his name.
Earth Girls Are Easy?
DJ Qualls.
Oh, DJ Qualls.
He should be.
DJ Qualls is like, wasn't he in, like Road Trip or something?
One of those things. He kind of looks like Bob Denver in a way.
Yeah.
In like a weird way.
Yeah.
Bob Denver, is that? No, am I thinking of?
Yeah, Bob Demderer was good.
Demder. Wait, who was the one who sang that West Virginia song? That was Bob.
Yep.
That was also Bob Denver, right?
Yeah, they're all Bob Denver.
West Virginia.
Almost Heaven. West Virginia.
Okay, we should end this bonus podcast.
Oh, yes.
It's too much bonus.
Yes.
We provided too much
bonus.
All right, so Star Trek is great. We like Star Trek, and there's, I don't know. There'll be more bonus stuff in the future.
So there was a Bob Denver, John Denver.
Yeah.
That's who's saying Take Me
Home,
not
the Bob
Country
Denver.
Roads. No, Bob Denver was Gilligan, and John Denver did Country Roads.
Yeah, sorted that all out.
Good. I'm glad we got that. I would have killed me if I figured it out after the podcast was over. I was like, they're going to think I don't know.
Yeah. I'm playing the bells. That means we can go.
The end of
motherfucker.
Time to go.
The
we have to go have our figgy pudding, our plum pudding.
Have a fantastic end of the year with
Robot
your
cats.
Robot
it's fucking
cat.
Christmas, bitch.
Well put, Jesse.
We hope you have a lovely Christmas and
Merry
a good
Christmas.
A good boxing, Boxing Day and all that other stuff.
Absolutely.
Happy Hanukkah.
All the good stuff. New Year and all that. So anyway, all the best. All the best from the It's Got Star Trek podcast.
That's why I say end of the year, Robot Cat.
Yeah,
robots.
All right. We'll talk to you all. Later on. Bye-bye.
Yes.